Guys, we're back. So I'm finally back onto the schedule because I usually am not because of the everything like blocking it. But since it's summer, I have a lot of time. And tomorrow is Memorial Day, which is awesome because my dad gets off work and we get to play.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And my brother Thomas also has a concert with music. So... yeah, I'm here with my dad, and we're going to be talking about the development of the music, like his experience while making it. So, yeah, this is just the intro, so I'll see you in the next segment. So, yeah, I'm back here with my dad, so. So, Dad, like, how did you, like, get together in the band, and how did it work out? Like, how did it start?
Sure. So, I'll talk about... Ed McBand. So I was in a band in high school, which was pretty fun. We were called the Representatives. And then I did some solo stuff my first year in college. But most of my time in a band has been with Ed McBand. And so I was a missionary for our church for 2 years down in Uruguay. And when I came back, I wanted to start doing music. I wasn't sure if I was gonna feel as much excitement or passion for it as I did before my mission, but it just took a little bit of time, and I found that I did have the passion. And luckily, I was able to find some friends who liked similar music to me, and we just started making music together. So one of the guys was Scott Hurd. He played guitar, and we were in the same apartment complex. And so him and I started making music together. I had a friend from back home in Virginia named Brian Witt, who played bass. And then my friend Seth Hill, who I knew from my freshman year in college. He's just a great musician. He knows how to play piano and lots of random instruments. And so actually we asked him to play the drum, even though he hadn't really played drum before. He played piano and percussion have some similarities. So he was able to pick it up quickly, and we just started playing music together, the four of us. We started out actually with a different band name. Our first band name was called Align, A-L-I-G-N. That didn't last long. And the guys, we were talking about band names, and I left the room, actually. I left the apartment to go talk to some other people, and I came back, and they said, "Hey, Eddie, we've got an idea for a band name." So they came up with the name Ed McBand without me even there, which I thought was cool. Like, I was the lead singer and one of the main songwriters, so I felt a lot of ownership in the band, but at the same time, I wasn't necessarily there to boss everybody around and say, "This is my band, and this has to be named after me." But they came up with a name, and I liked the sound of it, and it ended up being pretty catchy with our fans. So we started making music. Brian, the bassist, went on a mission. We went through a few other bassists and ended up with a guy named Kyle Larson, who ended up being with Ed McBand until we ended a few years later. And we played a lot of shows around town in Provo, Utah, which is where we went to school at BYU. And we played at some different clubhouses. We played on campus quite a few times. We played at some bookstores around town.
Like, what do you mean, like, clubhouses?
clubhouses. Like Mickey Mouse's clubhouse?
No, definitely not that. No. I know it's
not. No, so at most apartment complexes, they have a big room, a big building, where people can have parties and stuff.
Oh, so it's like a hangout spot?
Yeah, yeah. And we were able to reserve it. Some of us lived in an apartment complex called the Riviera, and they had a big clubhouse, and we played, and you could get 100 people or so in there. Mm. And so we were together for a few years. We started making an album, kind of ran into some bumps. We all left for the summer. And then it just took a long time to really get things rolling again. We played a lot of shows, had a lot of fun. When we finally came back to the album a few years later, we were all getting ready to graduate pretty soon, and we realized, hey, we want to finish this, even if we weren't doing a whole lot of shows, even if we didn't even necessarily have a whole lot of fans at that point. We just wanted to finish it for ourselves, if nothing else. And so we buckled down. We found the guy that we were recording with named Jared Mooney. And we ended up recording most of it just in his living room. We got a bunch of microphones and we just stood in a big oval and played together. And that's how we sounded best. We tried recording the different parts separately at separate times. And it just didn't work out. We just didn't have the same vibe. And so we ended up recording probably 80% of it just right there in that room, looking at each other, playing together. And it was fun. I loved it. I loved being in a band.
Yeah, so how I started this podcast is kind of like how he thought of making the band. Like, I thought I really liked podcasts. I really wanted to make my own. And then I finally heard and had the persuasion to make my own podcast.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know before how to, but I finally knew how to. So that's kind of his origin story. So he's kind of making music right now.
Yeah. Can I talk a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Thomas and I think it was discussed in the previous podcast that Thomas and I have been working on some music together, and we have some really good songs that we're excited about, and we've recorded some demos that are pretty rough right now. We got some really great ideas. We've got the songs kind of sketched out. There's just a lot of polishing that's needed. I'm not quite as good a musician. Not that I was a great musician before, but I'm pretty rusty on the guitar, yeah. and my voice isn't quite as good as it was back in college. So it just it takes a little bit of time to, you know, polish it up and make it sound pretty good. But we're really excited, and we're hoping to have something done by the end of the year. We still don't have a name for our band yet. So if anybody has any suggestions, let us know.
Yeah. So we don't really have much listeners right now. So if you're like my brother Thomas, because he likes to listen to this, and maybe our cousins or something, you can just text us or something. Yeah. But if you're a person not in our family, you can just send in stuff through Anchor. I think we have we have Thomas's email email information in one of the descriptions, so you can just email him if you have any suggestions or anything. So I'm a giant fan of his band. He's like he's like one of my favorites. I listen to him like when I'm doing my laundry and stuff. I listen to his music. And there's really this one song that I'm kind of confused about.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like you. Like, one of the songs doesn't sound like you. Oh,
yeah, there are two songs on the album that were sung by Scott. So Scott from the band, main guitarist, not only was he a great guitarist, but he was also a great singer and songwriter, so we wanted to make sure that he had some opportunities to showcase his talents in those areas. So yeah, he wrote and we played Let Love, which is I think the fourth song on the album.
Yeah, I was kind of confused about that. I'm like, this is not
this
my
does
dad.
Not sound like you did.
Like, and I listened closely. And I'm like, wait a second, wait, what?
And then Sailor Song is another one that's one of my favorite songs from the whole album. Sailor Song, it's really good. It's just the imagery on it, the melody. It's just a really chill song. So that that's a good question. I guess we never talked about that. But like, yeah, that doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, it was confusing. I'm like, I was listening closely when I was doing my laundry, and I rewinded it. I'm like, what? Who is this? I'm like, this is not my dad. Like, did he just record it and, like, remix something of it? Like, did he just record something and then add on to it?
Change the tuning or something? No, not quite.
And I'm like, Well, why would he do that? This is a CD of himself. Like, he wouldn't do that.
Well, that was Scott.
Yeah, they would have put, like, a remix on there. Yeah, they would have put it as a remix, not, like, have it. They would have a name for it. But if it was real, they would have a name for it. But if it was a remix, they would just put remix at the end.
Yeah.
Because I was super confused. And I really love the Hang Out With The Sun album. It's probably my favorite because I don't really know any of your other ones.
There's really only one other album, and that was from my freshman year. Yeah. Called Being Here. Well, maybe we can talk about it another time.
Yeah, but
that was a lot of fun. I did that with Seth Hill, who played percussion on in Ed McBand.
Yeah, I think I have a tape of really one talented. Of your songs. I think I
oh sure songs. Yeah, then there's a tape from high school.
Yeah, I'm like, well, he has a picture of it in his room. It looks like he's a baby just strumming his guitar. It looks ridiculous on it.
Oh, that was in college. I do look like a baby.
He's like,
Look a little bit different, huh?
Yeah, he did not look a little bit different. He looks so different.
So different, yeah.
I did not recognize him. Yeah, he was different before. And I kind of like... The songs that he's making right now are definitely different than his other songs before. They're definitely different. At one point, I actually got a chance to sing in one of his songs for my mom. It was pretty cool. It's called Color to My Life. When she was on, like, vacation or something, he was singing. Dad did the guitar and sang with his harmonica, and it was really cool.
That was fun. Yeah, we recorded that one in, like, one day, and it just came together perfect. Thomas and I were writing it. Thomas played the clarinet. All the kids sang around the microphone, and it was super fun. And when she got home, instead of just playing the recording for her, we played it live. Remember,
yeah, we
I pulled my guitar out and harmonica, and you guys...
And I had the little shaker thing.
The shaker,
It was fun.
Johnny, did you have the tambourine?
I think I had the tambourine.
Oh, okay.
I had the
Somebody
tambourine.
Had the tambourine.
And I was hitting my hand, and it hurt. Yeah. It took a while, and I was kind of getting off beat because I was tired.
Yeah, that's right. It was a fun surprise for her.
I think it was super fun. She definitely liked it. Like, she was so surprised, and she was happy. I can know that. There's also this other song that's kind of funny. I think that you made before is
which one?
I think it's Twilight Turtle.
Oh, Twilight Turtle. Well, that's a lullaby.
It's kind of different. Like I like the after part after Emmeline and Owensy, like the after instrumental. It's only like a few seconds long, like maybe.
Oh, with like a xylophone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty short, but I still like it a lot. And there's also, I think, the Ninja Turtle song.
Oh, Ninja Johnny?
Yeah, Ninja Johnny.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Johnny's here, right? Johnny, we are trying to talk right now.
Maybe we can put a little clip of Ninja Johnny. No.
Johnny feels embarrassed.
Or Twilight Turtle. We'll put something on
Johnny
the podcast.
Johnny feels so embarrassed right now.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
He's like Ninja Turtles. He used to love Ninja Turtles.
No, I didn't love you.
What?
Yes.
No.
All right,
you
guys.
Loved that the song. Heck? You okay. loved that song.
No.
He's denying it.
I don't think it had anything to do with Ninja Turtles. I think it was just a silly song.
Ninja Johnny. Yeah, I like the new songs that he's making and the different genres from before. Like, I really like the different, the different genres you made, like, comparing them in my mind. I like doing that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I just like thinking sometimes, like sitting on my bed and thinking.
Yeah.
Of what happened. So, yeah, it's kind of fun thinking about that. So, I really like how the different genres, like his first ones. I like the drums, the really cool drums. It adds a really unique sound to it. It helps make the music what it is. And I really like his music and how it's different from now. It's different. Me and Dad actually made our own song, Jingle Bells. He was, like, rocking out. He was, like, total rock star. He's, like, going crazy on the guitar.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know how he did
Henry
it.
On the piano.
Yeah, he had a little keyboard that he got from Christmas. And he brought it. It was tiny and it was hard to play on.
Yeah.
I usually play on the piano. I'm pretty good at the piano. I don't really know too many songs. I know Jingle Bells and a lot of other songs from my learning book. But, yeah. This is the talk from my dad. And hopefully you guys can come up with a name for my dad's band, our new family band.
Me and Thomas's. Yeah, Isis. Yeah, there's a little bit of everybody, huh?
I kind of want to join in, you know.
Oh, we'll have to see what we can do.
Wait, what if we, like, on the podcast, what if we, like, recorded when we're producing music? That would be pretty cool. Yeah. That would
be fun.
Yeah, that would be actually pretty fun. So we could, like, tell them and then play the music in front of them. That would be pretty cool. So I think we might do that pretty soon.
We should make a Discord server.
Dude, I'm almost turning 10. Like, what the heck? You have to be 13.
No, Juan Thomas is.
Well, Thomas is probably not going to do that because I can't even use it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on, Henry. Yeah. This is fun. You know me. I always love talking music, and you're very nice about my music. I'm glad that you enjoy it. I love making music.
I think I mentioned about how he's going to make a new album this year, I think, on maybe the surprise video, podcast episode that he made for him a few episodes ago.
Thank you, Henry.
For his birthday. It wasn't
that
too
was real sweet.
So, yeah. And also Father's Day is coming up, so. Yeah, and my birthday, we had to move it back to the 15th, even though it's the 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
It's been crazy. Year. It's gonna be crazy June. Like, June's gonna be crazy. Everything. And we're also gonna go on vacation on the very starting of summer.
Yeah.
The first day of summer. So, yeah, that was the interview with my dad. I hope you like his music a lot. And let's get into the ad break and then we'll get into the end. Okay, guys, we're at the very last part. So we might talk about Dad's other album in another episode pretty soon, because we're going to have to talk about it. So, I hope you really liked this episode. I really am happy that I finally got back on track on the schedule, because it's been off schedule a whole lot, like on Thursday. Because there's a lot of events that have been happening. I think I might do a bonus episode tomorrow. I don't know if I have enough time, but I think I'll see you on next Saturday. So,
yeah. Any ideas what you're going to talk about in the next one? Are there any other bands that you're thinking about?
Really, no, but I think I'm going to think about some other ones. I'm going to look on the music that I like a lot on my Spotify, even though I don't have Spotify anymore.
We got to fix that.
I'm hopefully going to think up another thing. If not, I'm just going to do Dad's other album. And, that's the end of the episode. MH, out.